On the day of judgment, every soul will come pleading for itself, and every soul will be paid in full for what it has done, and they shall not be dealt with unjustly. Allah gives you an example of a town which was enjoying security and peace, receiving its provisions in abundance from every quarter, but it became ungrateful to the favors of Allah. As a result, Allah made its residents taste the consequence of their doings, through inflicting upon them misfortunes of hunger and fear. A Rasul was sent to them from among themselves, but they denied him. So the punishment overtook them because they were wrongdoers. So eat of the good and lawful things which Allah has provided for you, and be grateful to Allah for His favors if you are sincere in His worship. He has only forbidden you to eat carrion, the meat of a dead body, blood, flesh of swine, and that over which any name other than Allah's has been invoked. But if one is forced by necessity, intending neither to break the divine law nor to transgress limits, then surely Allah is forgiving and merciful. You shall not falsely declare with your tongues, "This is lawful and that is forbidden," in order to ascribe false things to Allah. For those who forge lies against Allah will never prosper. Brief is their enjoyment of this life, and they shall have a painful punishment. To the Jews we prohibited those things which we have already mentioned to you, and it was not we who imposed the hardships on them, but they imposed those hardships on themselves. Yet your Rabb is forgiving and merciful towards those who do something wrong through ignorance, but later repent and mend their ways.